Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News, Volume 5, Number 4, Fall 2014. New staff at the Idaho Commission for Libraries. Idaho Commission for Libraries and the Talking Book Service, TBS, are pleased to welcome two new staff members, Sue Robinson and Barbara Sisko. Sue has been promoted to one of our four customer service representative positions, and Barb is our new office specialist receptionist. Sue started as a temporary staff member in August 2013 and has been a permanent addition since February 2014, greeting visitors at the front desk and callers on the phone, and has talked with many TBS users in that time. Before joining our staff, Sue volunteered at the commission, narrating TBS books in our recording studios. Sue has a passion for reading. She loves books and loves people, and the opportunity to put those things together makes her perfect for this new position. She looks forward to developing relationships with the TBS users, getting to know them and their reading preferences. In addition to helping readers with their selections, Sue will be doing outreach programs for TBS, so you may see her out and about telling people all about this great service. Sue is an avid reader. Her favorite genre is historical fiction, but she is currently expanding into new genres. In addition to reading, in her spare time, Sue likes to knit and crochet, camp and hike in the summer, and travel with her husband when they can. But most of all, Sue loves to do family things with her children and her 16 grandchildren, ages almost 1 year to 16 years old. Sue is friendly, knowledgeable, and customer service oriented, and we are excited that she will be serving our TBS users in this new capacity. Barb started with us in October. Before joining our staff, she worked for the Boise Public Libraries and later with the Tucson School District as a library assistant. She has a passion for libraries and literature and is happy to be back in the library world, helping the commission assist libraries to build the capacity to better serve their clientele. Barb loves supporting libraries and appreciates working at the commission because of its appealing and inviting atmosphere. Barb enjoys working with people and has been in customer service positions most of her working life. She likes helping others and relishes the detective work of finding information for them. In her spare time, Barb enjoys sewing, quilting, knitting, biking, hiking, animals, and reading historical fiction and biographies. So the next time you call or visit the commission, Barb just might be that friendly voice at the front desk helping you out. We feel very fortunate to have both Sue and Barb on staff, and we know they will represent our organization well. Recent donations to the Idaho Talking Book Service. General donations. Anonymous. Terry and Beverly Baird. Sophia Conway Tagores. Jerome Evans. Faye Gilkey. LaVon Painter. Gail and Keith Powell. Patricia and Dan Wyden. Doris Williams. Memorial donations for Leonard Kramer. Leonard Kramer and Marty Nett. Memorial donations for Deva Mitchell, Stephanie Fry, Susan and Stephen McDonough, William and Betty Roden. Memorial donations for Betty Register, Chris and Amy Butler. Donations are used to enhance the Talking Book Service. During the 2014 state fiscal year, July 1, 2013 to June 30, 2014, the following items were purchased using donation funds. Two copies of 7 Idaho-related magazines to be recorded in the local studio. Two copies of 30 Idaho-related books to be recorded in the local studio. Two copies of 10 Braille books to be distributed to visually impaired toddlers via the Books to Go program. Supplies for the recording studio, such as headphones and DVDs. professional development activities for the recording studio manager. Other potential uses include upgrades to the recording studio equipment and software, purchase of additional cartridges and mailing containers, and other activities necessary to maintain a quality recording studio. Donations are fully tax deductible, as allowed by law. Acknowledgements are sent to donors and honorees, so please include the name and address of all those to be notified. Please make checks payable to Idaho Commission for Libraries and mail to Idaho Talking Book Service, 325 West State Street, Boise, Idaho, 83702. Credit card donations can be made online from the Idaho Commission for Libraries website at http://libraries.idaho.gov by clicking on the Donate Here button in the lower left corner of the page. Thanks to all for your generosity. Technology tool. Unable to read the newspaper? NFB, National Federation for the Blind, Newsline, is a free service that gives any blind, visually impaired, or print disabled person access to newspapers, magazines, and TV listings 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, using a touch-tone telephone. It has over 300 publications. Every day, a subscriber can choose that day's, the previous day's, or the previous Sunday's issue of any newspaper in the service. On NFB Newsline, the user can easily choose which newspaper, section, and article to read using a standard touch-tone telephone. The menu provided allows the user to change the speed and voice settings, spell out words, or search for a particular word or subject. NFB Newsline also includes special local channels to distribute announcements of specific interest to the blind and over 40 magazines ranging from the arts, science, health and fitness, pop culture, and national and international news. NFB Newsline is now available on your iPhone, iPad, or iPod with the free app from iTunes. Please call the Talking Book Services at the Idaho Commission for Libraries for more information or to get signed up. 208-334-2150, 800-458-3271. Magazine Corner. A reminder about the locally distributed magazines. Arizona Highways, AARP, The Magazine, Connections, TBS Newsletter, Country, Elder Update, Good Old Days, Grit, Idaho Falls Magazine, Idaho Landscapes, Idaho Magazine, Idaho Yesterdays, Overland Journal, Owyhee Outpost, Sandpoint Magazine, Sunset. All have a 2-week checkout period and need to be returned so that our other patrons may also read them in a timely fashion. They are easy to recognize as they arrive in a gray container with a pink sticker on the lid. If you could read them first when received and promptly return them, it will be appreciated by all. Thank you. New Idaho Talking Books from our recording studio. New locally recorded books are available on digital cartridge. To order, write your name on the enclosed, pre-addressed order form. Select the DBC numbers of the titles that you want and mail the form. These titles are also available for download from Bard. Call the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271 to register for Bard. DBC 00786, Raising Lucy, The True Story of Raising an Orphaned Wild Goose, Juvenile Nonfiction. Author, Carol Music, read by Colette Kalman. What would you do if an orphan, day-old Canada gosling appeared on your doorstep? That was the dilemma for Carol and Nick Music as they set out to try and find the little gosling's real family and home. Unable to locate the parents, Nick and Carol found that Lucy, as they named her, had become part of their family. Raising Lucy is based on their true story of raising the gosling and her successful return to the wild. Published 2009, 31 minutes. DBC-00787, American Amnesiac, Adult Fiction, author Diane Raptosh, read by Carla Stern. Idaho's Writer-in-Residence, 2013-2016, Diane Raptosh presents a collection of poems that tells a haunting story. Following the manic journey of a man stripped of memory, American Amnesiac confronts the complexities of being American in an age of corruption, corporations, and global conflict. A modern-day seer, John Doe's prophetic voice sings a jagged, intense dirge for the American dream. Published 2013, 1 hour 38 minutes. DBC-00788. Fit to be Tied, number 2, Sisters of Bethlehem Springs series, adult fiction. Author Robin Lee Hatcher, read by Susie Johnson. Cleo Arlington dresses like a cowboy, is fearless and fun-loving, and can ride, rope, and wrangle a horse as well as any man. In 1916, Cleo isn't like most women. 29 years old and single, Cleo loves life on her father's Idaho ranch. Still, she hopes someday to marry and have children. Published 2009, 7 hours, 52 minutes. DBC-00794. Idaho 100, The People Who Most Influenced the Gem State, Adult Nonfiction. Authors Martin Peterson and Randy Staples, read by Larry Weeks. How did Idaho get this way? There's no one reason, and historical trends have swept across Idaho, like everywhere else, but the details easily might have been different. This book is about 100 people who, for better or worse, made Idaho much of what it is today. In Idaho 100, Peterson and Staples, who between them have been studying Idaho history for close to a century, unearth a sometimes famous, sometimes infamous, and often obscure people who most transformed Idaho to create what many people now take for granted. Published 2012, 8 hours, 49 minutes. DBC-00798. On the Dark Side of the Moon, A Journey Toward Recovery, Adult Nonfiction. Author Mike Medbury, read by Sue Vapp. Medbury, in his own words, tells the harrowing story of suffering a massive stroke while visiting the Craters of the Moon National Monument. It is a place he loves and has worked diligently to preserve. Readers will enjoy his richly developed personal story about his recovery and his relationship with himself, his family, and the craters. Some strong language and some descriptions of sex. Published 2012, 6 hours, 46 minutes. DBC-00800. On the Trail of Bronco Billy, Adult Nonfiction. Author Sandy Kirshner, read by Kathy Wybar. In 1980, Clint Eastwood and crew came to the Treasure Valley in Idaho to film the movie Bronco Billy. Many local Idaho people were hired as extras or provided services to the film crew. 30 years later, they still cherish the memories captured in the pages of this book. Published 2011, 6 hours, 5 minutes. DBC-00802. A Vote of Confidence, Number 1, Sisters of Bethlehem Springs Series, Adult Fiction, author Robin Lee Hatcher, read by Colette Kalman. Complaining about Bethlehem Springs' dissolute mayoral candidate, Gwen Arlington is challenged to take on the role herself. For 7 years, she's carved out an independent life in the bustling mountain town of Bethlehem Springs, Idaho, teaching piano and writing for the local newspaper. But now she's a single woman running for mayor, and in 1915, this is bound to stir up trouble. This first book in the Sisters of Bethlehem Springs series provides intriguing insights into how women challenged convention and shaped America in the early 20th century. Published 2009, 6 hours, 52 minutes. DBC 00827. Outlaw Tales of Idaho. True stories of the Gem State's most infamous crooks, culprits, and cutthroats. Adult nonfiction. Author Randy Staples. Read by Amy Dryden. From Florence to Lewiston, Boise to Grangeville, the frontier towns of Idaho were populated by some of the toughest and most dangerous characters in the West. Serial killer Lyda Lewis poisoned her husbands to cash in on their life insurance policies. The Eddy and Splawn families created counterfeit U.S. gold pieces. And Diamond Field Jack Davis, a notorious killer, even shot a child's dog. Through these astonishing true stories, Outlaw Tales introduces you to a West wilder than you've ever imagined. Published 2008, 3 hours, 43 minutes. DBC 00829. Anything Worth Doing, the true story of adventure, friendship, and tragedy on the last of the West's great rivers. Adult nonfiction. Author Joe Durbrook. Read by Chris Query. On June 8, 1996, a small handmade wooden dory was launched onto Idaho's renowned Salmon River at peak flood of an extreme high water year. John Barker and Clancy Reese were professional raft guides whose lifelong friendship grew from their shared love of rivers. Anything worth doing is worth overdoing had become their shared motto and had led them into a series of journeys that spanned a decade. This was to be their most ambitious adventure yet. They planned to ride the raging river straight through the heart of Idaho's wilderness and set a 24-hour speed record. But that's not what happened. Published 2012, 7 hours, 8 minutes. DBC 00831. A Matter of Character, Number 3, Sisters of Bethlehem Springs Series, Adult Fiction. Author Robin Lee Hatcher. Read by Colette Kalman. It's 1918, and Daphne McKinley, heiress to a small fortune, has found contentment in the town of Bethlehem Springs, Idaho. But Daphne has a secret. Published 2010, 7 hours, 2 minutes. Volunteer Highlight, Penny Uriola. For 2 years, Penny Uriola has been coming to the Idaho Commission for Libraries on Thursdays for 6 to 7 hours to review and edit in-process, locally recorded books. She loves making a product better and giving Talking Book Service, TBS, users a wide range of professional-sounding selections. She says it's fascinating to review a book and see what voice, breaths, and mistakes look like on the screen, and how narrator voices vary so much. It's also amazing to hear the difference from when a book is first recorded to when it has been cleaned up with coughing and other distractions removed. Penny thinks it's ideal that volunteer coordinator Sheila Winther starts future book narrators with the technical side of the process, reviewing and monitoring before narrating. Once volunteers are skilled at reviewing, some move on, pairing with a partner to take turns narrating and monitoring. Penny just began narrating in October. Experienced at singing, acting, and teaching, she looks forward to using her voice to record books. Sheila says Penny is such an asset to our recording program. Her meticulous attention to detail helps us produce local books on par with the nationally produced talking books. When she first came to us, she just wanted to narrate. I convinced her that if she started as a reviewer, she would learn a lot about how to narrate. And, I said, it should only be a couple months till I can get you started as a narrator. 2 years later, she is indeed finally getting the chance to narrate books. Thanks, Penny, for patiently waiting for the next step in your volunteer position. In her spare time, Penny enjoys poetry writing, bird watching and bird feeding, gardening, photography, and reading a wide spectrum of genres. Thanks, Penny, for your dedication to improving the reading experience for our TBS users. Frequently Asked Questions, Cassette Book Circulation. As stated in earlier issues, circulation of cassettes will end for Idaho's users on June 30, 2015. Following are answers to some common questions. Why is this happening? New cassette players and cassettes have not been created for several years. The newer digital players are easier to use, and the cartridges have a better sound quality. It is time for the cassette format to retire. Can I keep my player? No, both the players and the cassettes are federal property. Federal law requires all outdated federal property be returned to the federal government for disposal. Can I purchase my player? No, as stated above, both players and cassettes must be returned to the Idaho Talking Book Service for disposal according to federal regulations. Can I keep copies of favorite titles to play on another cassette player? No, since the TBS cassettes will only play on the yellow cassette players, cassettes without the players are useless. What do I need to do? Anyone using a cassette player is encouraged to return the cassette player before June 30th. After July 1st, 2015, cassette books will no longer be sent. If you do not have a digital player, one will be sent upon request. The player is easy to use, and staff is available to help at 800-458-3271. It's time to enjoy the high quality of digital players and cartridges. Those already using just the black digital player and cartridges do not need to do anything. Your service will remain the same. TBS 10 Squared Club. Recent centenarians joining the Talking Book Service 10 Squared Club are Wilma Hoagland, Hammett, born October 19, 1914. Irene Upmore, Lewiston, born November 6, 1914. Roman Peterson, Hayden, born November 10, 1914. Good Reads by Judy Mooney. Warm and Fuzzy Audiobooks, DB055055, Visions of Sugar Plums. The Janet Ivanovich series of Stephanie Plum books always make me laugh when I read them. DB044194, At Home in Mitford by Jan Karen. The Mitford Years is a great series to read or reread. DB065774, Elm Creek Series by Jennifer Chiaverini. Women forge friendships while sharing their needlecraft. In The Quilter's Apprentice, a newcomer takes quilting lessons from her crotchety employer. In Round Robin, the quilters open an instructional camp. In The Cross Country Quilters, 5 new members join the group. DB055533, The Secret Life of Bees by Sue Monk Kidd. In South Carolina, 1964, 14-year-old Lily rescues her African-American housekeeper from the hospital after she was beaten for trying to vote. They flee to a safe place where Lily's battered late mother had also fled, a beekeeping operation run by three sisters. DB072633. Heaven is for Real. A Little Boy's Astounding Story of His Trip to Heaven and Back by Todd Burpo. A pastor relates the experiences reported by his young son, who believes that during an emergency surgery, he died, went to heaven, and returned to life. Cozy Mystery Series, DB042815. Burglars Can't Be Choosers by Lawrence Block. Bernie Rodenbar Series. Block is an American crime writer, best known for two long-running New York-set series about the recovering alcoholic P.I. Matthew Scudder and the gentleman burglar Bernie Rodenbar, respectively. Block's Bernie Rodenbar series, humorous and much lighter in tone, relates the misadventures of the gentleman burglar. The series is rich in sophisticated, witty dialogue. DB049384. Aunt Dimity's Death by Nancy Atherton. Atherton is an American writer and author of the Aunt Dimity mystery novel series, which presently extends to 19 volumes. The series follows the adventures of American Laurie Shepherd and her growing family as she resolves mysteries with the help of her deceased benefactor, Aunt Dimity, who communicates with her from the spirit world by means of a blue, leather-bound writing journal. Each book contains a recipe for a bread or pastry, which is integral to the story. 2015 Calendar Arrival. The 2015 Talking Book Service, TBS, large print calendar was sent to TBS users in early November. If you haven't received yours yet, please contact the Talking Book Service at 800-458-3271. If you don't use the TBS large print calendar, please contact the Talking Book Service to have your name removed from the calendar mailing list. This project was made possible in part by the Institute of Museum and Library Services. End of Connections, Idaho Commission for Libraries, Talking Book Service News, Volume 5, Number 4, Fall 2014. Please return this cartridge to your library.